you know, I'm battery charged, man. I'm not at 100%, but I'm, you know, I'm there. I'm fairly there, and you know, it's there. He's there today. That break did me justice. I'm, you know, back. You know, mindset, you know, is at the point where I need to, you know, just explode off the scene right now. And you know, for my ribs, I have no, you know, problem, you know, doing most of the stuff I was doing 2 weeks ago. Not 100%, but I am still, you know, working on it, and I'll get 100% sometime soon, hopefully.
Is there any excitement for you to play in Dallas where Emmitt Smith played, just you guys being from the same high school and things like that?
Oh, yeah, you know, from the same high school and same coach and stuff like that. So, you know, hopefully he'll be at the game. And, you know, it's a lot of excitement when I'm playing at the same place that, you know, a former high school, somebody that, you know, come from my hometown and played at and, you know, left his whole legend, you know, his whole legendary story there and wrote his whole book and, you know, him being a great running back in the league rusher.
Yeah, I always talk about being re-energized and all. Don't you guys have to win to make that talk mean anything?
I mean, when you talk about being re-energized, you can talk about, you know, from a health point and, you know, being injured. You know, especially for me, had a few injuries. And, you know, a lot of these guys, man, we've been pretty beat up this season. And so, you know, be re-energized. And, you know, for us, we just trying to turn this place around, man, take one day at a time, one game at a time, and trying to get to the point where we just always winning.
Trent, could you talk about the difference between running on natural grass like you do at home and running on the synthetic surfaces like you'll run on Sunday in Dallas? Is there a big difference for you?
Man, I'm from a place where running is running. How I grew up, man, I used to take off my shoes and run on the street, man, and tell you weren't faster than me. You want to race with my shoes off? And that's how, you know, I grew up. I mean, but for me, man, I don't, you know, see nothing different. I'm going to still run the same way, and I'm going to still, you know, try to be fast. I think it's actually faster, you know, to me, running on, you know, surface and stuff like that, man. I think it's faster to me.
Trent, what stands out about the Cowboys D?
Look at him. Oh, man, they DNs, especially Ware, man. You know, he's one of the amazing DNs in the vet that's been in the league for a while and that knows the game. And if you don't cover him up, man, he can make a lot of, you know, trouble back in the backfield. And whether you're throwing the ball or you're running the ball. And so with their linebackers, they like to come up and try to hit you in your mouth. And so they got, you know, pretty quick, fast linebackers running sideline to sideline. So you got to try to hit one move and go.
Do you sense that Brandon came back from his bye week sort of refocused, recharged, and ready to roll?
Oh, yeah. Brandon, you know, he always been focused in my eye. But I see a much, you know, better Brandon from what he was in the beginning, you know, as far as being focused and re-energized. Brandon, man, he's every bit of the quarterback that you need, you know, in situations like this. He's been a vet to me in my eyes. He's been a professional already. But, you know, Brandon's taking a bigger, more role in speaking more in a huddle, trying to be a team leader. And, you know, he's doing everything he can to make sure that he got everybody's attention and letting everybody know that he's here to lead the team, and he's doing whatever it takes to lead the team.
You two were, you know, brought in to basically, you know, carry and transform this offense. Do you feel like, you know, in this final stretch here that it's incumbent upon the two of you to just kind of get this thing going?
Well, it's not just going to be on us. You know, the team is much bigger than us, me and Brandon. That's why it's called a team. And you know, we're part of it, you know, trying to, you know, re-energize and you know, trying to bring more life to, you know, the offense and stuff like that. But, you know, it's, you know, we got to take it upon ourselves and, you know, that's where everybody else on the team too, to make sure that we're doing our job, to make sure we get the, you know, the best opening for passing, run blocking, or whatever it is, or, you know, scoring touchdowns, putting ourselves in positions to score touchdowns and put up points. You know, that's what they brought us in for, and that's what we got to make sure we do.
Trent, one of the criticisms of the Dallas run defense is that they're so aggressive that they maybe tend to pursue a little bit, and that might open up some bigger runs for someone like you. Do you see where they could be, you know, vulnerable in any way in that way, and that you might be able to get some big runs off, maybe they'll be a little over aggressive?
Oh, man, I watch film on them, and a lot of guys try to run the outside zone, but and sometimes it don't work. And, you know, and they are aggressive. And they are an aggressive team. They're one of the most aggressive teams I've ever seen. But at the same time, I can't base what other teams are just doing. So I can't wait to, you know, I just got there and see how they're going to play us And I'm going to tell Coach on the sideline, you know, what I think we should be doing. And, you know, I'm getting my input. And so whatever he tells me, and if he sees the same thing, hopefully we make adjustments to what they're, you know, doing. And you know, we're just going to go from there.
Hey, Trent, do you stay in touch with Emmett?
Yeah, I do stay in touch with Emmett.
How often do you talk to him?
I talk to him about 2-3 times a month. And Emmett, one of them tight guys, man, he's going to tell you straight up what's going on. And he's been telling me the whole time, man, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, he liked the way I stood up and spoke to the team and how I'm trying to be a leader and I'm trying to lead by example if I'm not saying nothing. And he just liked how I'm putting on a big show for everybody and representing. You know, we are from the same hometown, and he liked how I'm representing for Mr. Coley, you know, and for, you know, my family and stuff. So he just... It's just a whole big family for the people, you know, from Pensacola, including with Taba Rubin. We just, you know, it's a lot of us. It's 14 guys from Pensacola in the league right now, and a lot of people don't even know it. And we're from around about the same part of the area in Pensacola, and people don't even know it.
Did you wear an Emmitt Smith jersey as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I wore Emmitt Smith jersey as a kid. You know, that's one person I said I wanted to be like when I was growing up. And, you know, for him to be a Hall of Famer, and I'm just trying to follow in his footsteps, if not doing better than what he did. That's big footsteps to fall into. You know, that goes along with the Jim Brown, Walter Payton, you know, with the guys that I always looked up to and watched film on and try to base my game around.
You watch them on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, yeah, I watch them on Dancing with the Stars. He got moves, man. He's a champion in all phases, so he can't take nothing from him.
Trent, a couple weeks ago, Coach made a change of fullback with Alex Smith. What's been different in the run game with having Alex in there for you?
As far as run game, no, it's been different because people don't know if we passing the ball or not. We know Alex play tight end too, so people don't know if he's going to motion and get out the backfield. So it's been a different phase when they come in there. And Alex have done a tremendous job, and you know, just evaluating Alex the last, you know, couple weeks, man. He has took the fullback position real good, man. And so that being a big difference maker, you know, people think we pass the ball when Adler's back there, and sometimes we don't.
During the bye week, the coaches streamlined the playbook and they kind of figure out what worked the first half, what didn't work. Did you talk to the pattern of the coaches about what you'd like to see more of and done more of in the second half?
You know, that's just, you know, stuff that I let them evaluate. You know, I don't say nothing to try to make coaches angry and nothing like that, or, you know, try to say the wrong thing. I just let Coach, you know, do his thing, and I'm like I said, I bought into the program early, and I'm still buying it too. And so whatever Coach's plan is, I'm with it.
Hey, Trent, you got the 500 yards, whatever you have. Is that disappointing to you? Do you think you have more than that at this time?
You know, for me, for an individual goal, that's disappointing to me. Far as me, you know, want to be the type of player I want to be this year, and I know I haven't been the worst player, but I know I haven't been the greatest. So for me, I got to evaluate myself and be critical about the games that I have had. And so for me, I got to do much better, making people miss, running past people, breaking more tackles, getting into the end zone, whatever it takes, man. And I don't blame it on nobody else because I'm on my own man. But I do got to take care of business and make sure I'm doing my job to put the team in a better position to score.
You know what? I mean, you're not going to blame it on the injury then.
I don't blame nothing on injuries, man. I'm a man, and I got to face up to anything that's going, you know, wrong. I'm not going to sit in turn and say, well, I've been injured and this and that. No, you bought it in the NFL for a reason. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's why I'm here. I've been about here for a reason, and I've been about here to play good ball.
Trent,